The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Australia's number one motorhome dealer is Prestige Jayco. Brand new and used Jayco caravans, the whole lot there. Experienced team at Bellarine Highway in Newcombe. Our pre-match interview, here's Darren Parkin.
Thanks, guys. Got Brendan down here. And, mate, obviously not the position the club wants to be in, but if you look back a couple of years ago, Collingwood beat Melbourne late in the year. It was a disruptive loss, which obviously ended up costing Melbourne a spot in the eight. Is that kind of a motivation over the last 3 weeks, knowing that you got the chance to be a disruptor yourself back the other way?
No, we haven't spoken about that, Darren. We've been frustrated with not being able to finish games out. We do a lot right for maybe 70% of the game and just don't get it done at the end. But Goody's been tremendous, really, in regard to them continuing to learn to play a certain way and develop the right behaviours regardless. And to be honest, when you get to become a strong club, and we're not there yet, by a long stretch, that's generally how clubs focus. They rarely is it about you owe someone or you want to make it tough for someone else. You deal with every week and you try and do it in a way that you've been building and in a way that will get you into the finals, and when you get there you flourish.
Last week probably summed up what you just said about competitive for large periods of games. When the rain came down, obviously after half time, we saw Richmond slowly pull away. In terms of lessons learned from those conditions, knowing that it's going to be pretty tough today?
Yeah, they adapted really well. And it is competitive, and it was non-competitive. You know, it just disappeared. And Richmond just adjusted to the rain, and all they did was something that you learn when you're 10. Knock it forward, kick it forward, get your body behind the ball. Don't overcomplicate it. But they also manage, and this is the quality of the team too. Let's get one thing in perspective. They're going as well as anyone in the competition, probably better than everyone in the competition. That they also were able to find marks and slow the game down and keep their heads on, play proper footy. But when it was messy, they didn't fool around. They just got it forward and put us under pressure.
Macca, it's Ian Cohen. You know, I'm wishing you well. Are you in the club this week, obviously, against Collingwood? Ben Casnelia here, Tim McGrath, and also Heath Buck. So thanks for your time on K-Rock. Nathan Buckley described it during the week. He said, look, Melbourne are a bit dangerous because all the pieces of the puzzle are there. The problem is the puzzle ain't been put together that often this year. What's going to be different about today that we can expect from the Demons?
The same blueprints there. The challenge will be for the footy club to do it for longer, Coase. That's been the challenge all year. And they've, probably in the last 12 weeks, they've looked defeat or victory in the eye with 10 or 15 minutes to go or late in a third quarter, and we haven't had the right behaviours. And only Albert Einstein, you'd need Albert to work out, is it confidence, is it belief, is it maturity or immaturity, or is it technical fundamentals, is it game sense? My gut feel is it's probably a little bit of everything. The only upside out of what's happened to us this year has been through injury has been opportunity, and we've been able to find some different players and put them in different positions, and that bodes well for the future because it basically supports that when the recruiters have called these kids' names out, that they've found the right type of people and the right type of player. So that's the positive. But the guts today is that adapt to the conditions and don't overdo it, and deal with a strong club, a powerful club that want to win and want to play in September. And that's what AFL footy's about. There's no sooking at our club. There's been no sort of sitting around going, woe is me. And we don't operate like that.
Macca, before you, we spoke to Justin Longmuir, thanks to Prestige Jayco, and he revealed the fact, and your spies might have already told you, that Roughhead is going to go forward. What does that mean for your defensive lineup? Who's likely to get him? Did you know it? And what's he going to bring that maybe, obviously, in the absence of Mason Cox, something Melbourne need to work on?
Roughy cut his teeth as a forward. He's a good player. He's a good-rounded player, and he's...
You would know his game very well.
Yeah, he can play forward. As a youngster, he looked like he was going to become a really fantastic ruckman slash forward, but we needed him down back at the Bulldogs because we didn't have any talls, and he did that manfully, and Collingwood, he's filled in a little bit for Collingwood. I actually spoke to Oscar McDonald and said, look, if you are playing on as a forward and Petty, that you might want to think about this, where you might be able to make it hard for him. And he said, I think he's playing forward. And I went, right, oh, well, you still might end up playing on him anyway. So sometimes you're not in the loop with everything, and sometimes you can overthink too much. So yeah. I probably gave you a little bit then too with a slip of the tongue. But anyway.
I was going to say, a couple of key matchups there.
Yeah, but and then they might change. But we, We
love you on K-Rock Football, mate.
But what about Tom? We had a laugh. This has been way too serious. You started this, Darren. You started with a bloody serious question, mate.
Local footy. That's always the whole putting targets on heads, mate.
Normally, the running sheet is if I get on K-Rock, we carry on like lunatics and have a bit of fun.
Yeah, it's about to start.
I know. Bluey hasn't spoken yet. So
there he is.
It'll be the Pelican Parade when him and I get together. So,
Have a look at you, Denny. You got your hands in your pockets.
I'm the Pelican too, don't worry.
Don't stand around your hands in your pockets and don't look like you're freezing cold. You got a beanie and a snow jacket on.
I have got a beanie and a snow jacket on because, I've been down on the bench for a couple of years and it is chilly down there, mate.
I could imagine.
It's a cold little place. It's like a little freeze box. But what were we talking about?
No, you mentioned before about your inability to run out games. You sort of get 70-75%. Yeah. And then the last bit's a bit of a worry. Is that a culmination of having a lot of blokes injured over the pre-season operations? Is it still trying to play catch-up in that regard? Or
a little bit blue, I think. How are you, mate, anyway, all right?
You're going well.
Good. A little bit of that. Probably a little bit of just whenever we've probably got things up and going, we've had more injuries to key people. And you do need a grain of luck. You don't want to rely on it, but you do need an element of it. Collingwood have been a bit up and down themselves the last month with injury. GWS last night missing key players. They're key players for a reason, and when they're not there, it does expose some things in your game and your game style. So a little bit of that. Probably combine that with a really tough draw, which you get when you finish in the top four, and injuries at critical times. So it's probably been a bit of a perfect storm. Game's changed a little bit. But I think what you'll see, teams that are up near the top have hung onto the ball a little more, but I think that's been pulled apart again now, and I think the good thing for the punters out there is the final. I don't think you'll see a lot of keepings off in the finals. I think it'll be just contested ball, surge, really exciting goals, a lot of one-on-one play, and I think footy will return to what it should do in the next 6 or 8 weeks.
Just this time of year, obviously, Your team's out of the running to make the finals, of course, but is it hard to keep the players' minds, on the job of training and really working hard each week to get better when you're sort of, there's no light at the end of the tunnel for them now?
Yeah, a little bit. We've all been at season's ends that aren't, and sometimes it's got an extra bit of taste if it's a year that promised a little bit and then hasn't delivered, because that invites a lot of speculation and people jump in with their theories, and I guess I can't answer for every player, but I'm sure that is the case for some. Others maybe not, because they're relishing. Harry Petty just walked past. I think he'd give you a different response. He's loved the opportunity to play 10 or 12 AFL games and build a career that he mightn't have got an opportunity to do 6 months ago. So to answer your question, I think it would be different for lots of us. I'm pretty pragmatic and full of perspective at my old age. I don't sort of get too carried away with it all.
Is he related to Tom?
Yeah, son. Of course he is.
Okay.
You bloody idiot. Jeez. One lives the other side of the world, and this kid was born in the middle of South Australia. Jeez, you are a heartbreaker. And you coach yourself, so you should know all this stuff.
Well, just on that, obviously we read this week, disappointingly, that you're not going to be at Melbourne next year.
Yeah.
You've had a profound impact on not just Melbourne, people at the Bulldogs, Geelong. It's sad to read that, but what's going to happen to Brendan McCartney now? You're not going to be lost to footy. We can get you down to the Ammos and you can help me. I can't pay anything, but you can just maybe be second fiddle to me. Or...
Well, that'll be no different to the rest of my career, mate.
Yeah, you were second fiddle when I was there. No, you're right.
Doing it for nothing. It's the right time. Goody and I had a good chat. The plan was always to come here for 5 years and build like a strong development, build a footy program, and he's ready to go. He's a seriously good coach, and the wins don't reflect that. And unfortunately, we all get judged as senior coaches by wins and losses, and that's the business. But he's a fantastic coach. There's a good coaching group. It's time for them to being a little bit independent, because if there's older people around, they're respectful, and it's time to do some different things. I'm really passionate about growing the game for young people. My question is, are we teaching the foundations of the game and the fundamentals of the game like we were taught, the basics of the game, the decisions you face, how to all the little things around, if you're a defender, what are key things, if you're a forward, if you're a midfield, if you're a ruckman. And I think we undersell what they are, and most of us don't know what they are, so I'm passionate about that, and potentially, you know, just help coaches around Australia in whatever shape or form. But I'm really looking forward. I haven't got anything concrete to go to, and I don't know where Centrelink is, but I can Google it and find out. But hopefully,
Bucky will show you.
Yeah. Hopefully someone will throw me a loaf of bread, and I've been saving a few bucks over the journey, so.
You're always tight.
Hey, cow. You still wearing that feeler stuff?
No, I had to sell it.
Oh, I know. You still had stuff in bags. You and Killer, you're unbelievable.
Macca, it is a change, though, isn't it, for the club? I mean, there's been that reshuffle mid-season. And,
yeah. But for all that, Coz, we did that as a group. Like, that wasn't forced upon us. We sat in a room and said, you know, what's the best look for the players? What's the best? Where do we put everyone's strengths? And as much as anyone said, look, it's time for me to do less face-to-face coaching and stand back and around and support you boys and just be a resource. And that's what and balance that with, and I think we've got to be careful as an industry is to respect the experienced people, because the definition of experience is you've probably personally had to learn the hard way, most of us, what works and what doesn't generally work. So hopefully the industry still looks after that. I'm not sure we do it all the time, I think, and I think it's probably reflective of society. You know, you get an age put next to your name and that's it. But I still feel young. I'm passionate about helping people learn how to coach. I've been incredibly lucky to have done what I've done for a long time, and no one's got more gratitude than I for what I've been able to experience. And I'm thankful for the people who gave me an opportunity a long time ago. So I want to be able to do that for other young coaches and young people.
Hey, you're a star.
What about a sausage roll and a coffee in the K-Rock box, Macca?
Next year?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, job interview straight up.
Hey, Benny, that's my first job offer. I'm going to remember you forever, Ben.
There we go.
You can take that from Bucky.
Apart from getting
the
quaddy for you and I and Richo one day, that was...
just leave me alone.
Hey, speaking about... would you like to see someone like a Brett Ratner or a Michael Voss, you know, one of those guys that's trod the same road as you, hasn't been a happy ending, maybe get a second opportunity?
Yeah, I would, because they've both gone off and clearly... And you always do, if you... And it's a fine line, senior coach and coach. Sometimes you might have one or two little chinks in your armour, and sometimes you can sort of get through that third or fourth year, because that's generally the tipping point. If you're a couple of wins short of where people want you to be, that's when people they'll find something that, and it might be enough to help you get through, or it might be enough to see someone else replace you. So, and I think both those boys clearly had great attributes as coaches and maybe had some things to work on, like all of us, and have had an opportunity to go away and do that. So the first and foremost, they're two bloody great blokes, and they're good men to be around and good leaders.
Macca, an absolute hypothetical, and you may or may not be able to answer it. If Melbourne were fourth on the ladder or fifth on the ladder and pushing again this year, do you think your decision would be different?
Probably not. No, probably not. You know, that was... And I didn't even realise it was 5 years, to be honest. it's gone pretty quickly, so... probably not. I want to do some different things, you know. It's been a long time of 6 days a week. And there's been times, you know, months, that you think back over your journey, there's 3 or 4 month blocks where it's 7 days a week. And that's a hard existence. And I want to just have a crack at doing some different... I've never been afraid of change, never been afraid of failure, never been afraid of, you know, being fearless and having a crack at something I believe in. And I think the game needs it. I really do believe the game needs experienced people to bring it to life for young people and young coaches, so that they see coaching as just a really valuable pastime, you know, and that it's incredibly rewarding existence, and I want to help people see that.
Do you think that, just sort of reading between the lines a little bit, I may or may not be wrong, but do you think coaching in some aspects and footy in some aspects has gone away from the fundamentals of what makes A good player and then B, a good team?
I do believe, not, I wouldn't say a blanket yes, but elements of it. And I think the pathways have got to be really careful that the lines between development and winning don't get too blurry and aren't blurred. And that there's still some foundations in our game. Yeah, you do need to be tactically astute, and you do need to find different themes and different ways of enticing young people to be interested and really feel motivated. But the game, the way the game's now played, it's almost played in an area not much bigger than the centre square, and your ability to handle the ball, find a target by hand or foot, stand up in a tackle, make a tackle, protect your body and still not leave the ball behind, make a quick decision to sort of, do I go back in, do I sit out, do I leave the area? That's pretty much the game now, and I don't see that changing, and probably, to be honest, never more than before has being able to execute basic fundamentals under high pressure been more important. And it's funny, I did it, but for all that, the cornerstones of the game haven't changed. I sat down with some young blokes, with some Lee Matthews YouTube highlights the other week, and they noticed themselves how fundamentally perfect he was. You know, yeah. His ball drop, his head was always behind the ball. He could snap before people snapped. Not literally hitting people, but snap goals.
quick reaction.
He had that dose of mongrel that just we love, you know, and he had a healthy dose. He was competitive, but Peter Hudson's fundamentals, though, like his marking craft, you know, he would position himself and work his opponents out of the way, plugger. The great players have always had just superb fundamentals, and we live in a world now, why can't we bring that to people? Like, it's never been easier to reach masses of people, so let's show them how the game's actually played.
Macca, who's got great fundamentals as a player at Melbourne? Can you pick a player out? I'm not saying a Lee Matthews, but someone in that ilk.
Harry Petty's fundamentals are elite. He's missing the odd goal, but his hands position on the ball, his body position in the air, his handball fundamentals. A couple of the kids have. But when you say that, like, so Oliver's got elite fundamentals in some areas and not in others. Stephen May's basics are very, very good. He's there's not a lot of bend and movement in him. Everything's in a straight line and he gets his angles right. And Christian Salem's got great fundamentals.
Yeah.
The one thing about Melbourne is they don't lack talent and they don't lack ability. At times this year we've looked like we've been a bit dysfunctional and haven't really understood the game, but the talent's there. They're probably one, and I didn't think we were ready last year, to be honest, at the end of the year. I still thought we were, and I think I said that publicly on radio a few times, you know, the best is yet to come, and it's been a bigger step back than we thought, but they're still a third developed, this group of players. They're going to achieve some mighty things, and I'm really looking forward to coming along next year and sitting in the crowd and enjoying their progress.
You're time for another one, Mac, have you? Another question?
Yeah,
quick
sure.
Quick one?
Sure.
Just about the coaching, in obviously world sport, you know, NFL, the NBA, things like that, a coach can get moved on 1 minute and the next minute they're at another club. Why is it, do you think, in the AFL, you look at Voss, you know, Ratten, we spoke about a couple before, obviously yourself, you've moved into a different role. Why is it that in the AFL we don't think that once you're out, you're any good anymore?
Senior coaching, you mean?
Yes.
I think there's less jobs. There's 32 franchise, and for all that, I've been lucky enough to spend a bit of time in a couple of those organisations. A lot of them do go into offensive, defensive coordinator roles, which is a really high premium in sport at that level. You've got a head coach or a senior coach, but the two coordinators basically control how the team operates and functions. So they drop maybe back one level, but rarely two or three. But I think there's horses for courses. For me, coming to Melbourne to help Goody and help a club that hadn't had, you know, a great recent history, That was appealing enough, you know.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be part of a build, and the build's alive and well at Melbourne, and I want to reiterate that to people out there. The scoreboard's not showing it, but there's a healthy build in place. The blocks are here. A couple of things to fine-tune and tweak, but, you know, all everywhere I've gone, it's almost, I love going into a bare shed or a backyard full of crap, you know, and trying to turn it into something, and that's been my time at Melbourne, and I've had a ball, and you know, you just never know, something might bob up in front of you, you get asked to do the same thing. So but I'm looking forward to the next bit of time, you know, it's going to be good.
Macca, just real quick as we let you go, Braden Preuss, I thought he might have been in maybe to try and stretch Grundy and push Max forward, and obviously Marty Hoare against his old lineup, he spent time on the Collingwood VFL list.
Yep.
They're unable to, they're both in the emergencies. Any
yep.
changes or why
no.
Why are they there?
Preussie didn't have a great day last week.
Yep.
The upside is very good for a young fella, but he's got to learn some things that AFL footy demands, and in the end, sometimes when you're young, you think it's the coach demanding or it's the game demands it. If you're a tall forward, the game now demands that you don't let the ball out of the area, you bring it to ground, you tackle, you pressure, you know, if the team's held up, you're there to give us a contest. And Marty had a nasty shoulder injury, and for probably the first time this year, our backs have been a little bit settled for the last 3 or 4 weeks, so he hasn't played very well in the VFL last week. But he's got a couple of things to work on too. My gut feel is he'll be a really good AFL player for a long time, but his ground balls need a bit of work, and his area work when he sort of can't get a jump at the ball needs a bit of work. So he's got a good summer in front. He didn't do a pre-season last year. I think he's missed 2 pre-seasons with injury, so a lot of upside there for him.
Mackett, you're a class act. You've been wonderful for each of the clubs you've been involved with. Good luck going forward, obviously, with Melbourne for the next couple of weeks. And then we look forward to you. Ben's already extended the invitation. We look forward to you in the K-Rock commentary box up here in the Peanut Gallery, Brendan.
Well, I'm free in September, Benny.
Yes, we're looking forward to it, Mackett. We've got a seat for you already.
Really? Next to Bluey.
There you go. Well,
imagine us up the back. Hey,
be like Zig and Zag.
Which one was the... I can't say that. Yeah, Cool.
Bluey's coach of the year, so you'll have to play second fiddle.
What do you mean? What's he done?
Yeah, coach of the year. Go on, he's been lauded this week as coach of the year.
I'm out of the loop with the Geelong Addy, but I'm looking forward to being able to read it again and have some time. What have you done, mate? What did you get done? Apologies.
Coach of the year for the senior women's division.
Well done. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you are. You
due recognition.
No, absolutely. Great footy, man.
Macca, appreciate your time. Thanks. Dash has been in the cold there too. Both of you boys.
He started with that dingbat first question, didn't he? He kicked it off, that first question. Wow.
Hey, plenty of fun. Let's hope the D's upset the apple cart today.
Good on you.
I was actually going to ask you about whether you'd get the shirt off and run a lap Alistair Clarkson style, but I thought that would be even worse.
I reckon I'm in better nick than Clarko, but I'm a bit white.
So was he.
Yeah, he had both going on, didn't he? Anyway.
He had plenty. Thanks, Macca. Thanks, Dash. Downstairs, Prestige JCO pre-match interview 2019 can be the year that you jump into a JCO.
The Prestige JCO pre-game interview.